Dass du auch dem Blinden eine Chance hier oben gibst. Ich kann nur eins sagen, also diesen Namen, den ich ja heute erst solo kennengelernt habe, dieser Pete Rowe, bitte nochmal einen Riesenapplaus, der ist ja unglaublich. Und vor allem ein ganz, ganz großes Dankeschön an das Publikum. Ich mache nun so lange Shows. Und wenn jemand eine so feine und leise Musik spielt, wenn man so ein Publikum hat, die wirklich zuhören und nicht irgendwelche Leute an der Bar, watsch, 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 also wirklich großartig, ich bin begeistert. So macht mir auch mal Spaß. Wir wollen auch gar nicht so furchtbar lange Pause machen, also ihr kennt die Handzettel, da sind ein paar tolle Shows dabei, viele Singer-Songwriter, die kommen, Dave Goodman ist dabei und guckt einfach auf unsere Internetseite. Aber eine Sache ist noch wichtig, natürlich für dieses Jahr Weihnachten, ihr könnt zwei verschenken. Sonst dauert das so lange, bis die wieder mal an Geld kommen. Eine tolle EP kostet nur 10 Euro von Emily und die könnt ihr natürlich auch vorne dann natürlich mit Autogramm und so weiter. Die ist auch noch, die passt kaum in diese Hülle, die ist druckfrisch und ihr seid einige der ersten, die wir haben und ich kann nur wirklich sagen, die tolle Band jetzt. Wir haben zusammengearbeitet, aber noch nicht in der Formation. Ich bin nur eins voraus. Es ist die zweite Show auf der Tour. Die sind ja gerade angefangen mit der Tour. Ich habe schon den tollen Soundcheck gehabt. Emily Barker, einen Riesenapplaus bitte.
me out of here, baby Francine. I'll be waiting out here. Throw me down to those rolling waves. They're gonna take me the rest of the way. Dankeschön. Dankeschön, it's a pleasure to be back in Hamburg. It's my first band, full band show here, so thanks for having us, Downtown Blues Club. And this is a song that I just released recently. It's a song that I wrote about one of the greatest guitarists that ever lived. And she was an African-American woman. She was one of the first people to bring gospel music to the nightclubs, and her name was Sister Rosetta Tharp. And this song is for her. It's called Sister Goodbye. Peace in the valley.
There were holes in the sides of the buildings falling down to their knees. Warm the ashen breeze.
So we are going to, and we have been already, playing lots of new songs from the album that is yet to be released. I went to Memphis in June last year and recorded at Sam Phillips Recording Service and had a wonderful time there in the home of the blues. I'm guessing that some of you guys here are real blues fans given the title of this venue. Yeah? Regulars at this wonderful place. That was an amazing experience. So we're going to play some of those songs, which that album is coming out in May, on May the 19th. And then we're also going to play you some even newer songs. And the four of us went to a studio in Bristol, which is not far from where we all live in the southwest of England. And we recorded four brand new songs just for you guys to bring on this tour. So we've got an EP of about five songs in total, and we're going to play you some of them. This is one of them, and it's called Blood Moon. And I wrote the lyrics when I was staying in a really crappy hotel just near Heathrow Airport, and I couldn't sleep because there was this thing called a blood moon, and a blood moon makes the whole sky go red, and the moon is red, and it's like the fourth solar eclipse of that year. It's very, very spooky. It's like being in a David Lynch film or something. And so this is the results of my insomnia that night. It's called Blood Moon. It goes like this.
Try.
Before, you are the first people to hear this song live. This next one's called Number 5 Hurricane. And the sun Imagine what it must be like to have to leave your home and try to find a safe place to live, and it's called Over My Shoulder, and I wrote it with a brilliant British singer-songwriter called Boo Hewerdine. Maybe some of you have heard of. Yeah, he's a legend. So it goes like this. Time to say goodbye. The heart I see is I'm on my own. I was doing a house concert in North London about 8 years ago, and I met a composer after the show, and he came up to me and bought a CD, and then he gave me a call a couple of days later, and he asked me if I would be up for coming to his studio to do a recording, a new recording of a song of mine called Nostalgia, and he said it was for a BBC crime thriller starring Kenneth Branagh, based on the books by Henning Mankell and this detective called Wallander. And I remember thinking at the time, I don't know who Kenneth Branagh is, I don't know who Henning Mankell is, I don't know what Wallander is, but thinking, this is the sort of thing I should say yes to, and I'm glad that I did. And I went down to his studio, and we did a different version of Nostalgia, because the original is set in Melbourne, in Australia, which is where, I'm not from Melbourne, I'm from the other side, the faraway side that not many people visit, which is fine by us, West Australians. But lots of the lyrics were all set in Melbourne, so I had to change them to Northern Skies instead of Melbourne Skies, and there were street references in there and things like this. But I just wanted to let you know that the original song has nothing to do with fighting crime in the south of Sweden. It's a song that I wrote back home one time and goes like this. going to introduce the band to you. This is Lucas Drinkwater on the bass. Rob Pemberton on the drums. And Pete Rowe on the keys and guitar. And then obviously Messenger, the first part of the evening too.
You're very quiet. You okay?
Still alive.
Good.
Doing fine.
They're loud in all the right places.
Okay, this is another one of the ones that we recorded in Bristol, so it's on the EP. Thank you. this beautiful sound.
Honestly, the best sound we've had on this whole tour. Eduardo, can you do the tuning as well, or is that?
Thank you.
This song is called Sweet Kind of Blue, and it's the title of the new album coming out in May. It goes like this.
Come on.
solo. One. Thank you so much again for coming along, and we really hope to see you again. We'll probably be back in October, something like that. But please come and say hi afterwards. We'll be over where Kempy is. Big round of applause for Kempy, our amazing tour manager as well.
Too dark to just refine, confess, no, even out through.
suddenly